Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball. I am your host, Andras, here with your co-host, Tammy T, and Olympia's, well, a man who Olympia's taken to its heart. A man that we like to call Sir Paul Plagans. Paul, Hi. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you, Andras.
It's been a long time since you've been here.
Has it? It's been a little while.
It's been a month, I think.
It was fun last time.
It was fun. We got into a lot of trouble. Could you turn Paul up just a little bit? Or maybe, Paul, could you speak a little bit closer to the microphone?
Yes, I certainly can.
That's good. So, Paul, you're playing at the Iron Rabbit tonight?
I'm playing at the Iron Rabbit tonight.
And that's a free show that starts at 9 o'clock?
It's a free show.
You invite a bunch of people down?
I invited some people, you know.
Any guests joining in with you think?
Are you talking about Scott Taylor?
Well, or anyone else that you might be inviting to come and play music there?
Not in particular, but, you know, if somebody's in the audience that I like to sing and play with, and there's a few around town, you know, they may come up.
You're like a traveling hootenanny. When you take out your guitar, everyone else starts playing.
Or they leave the room.
To go and write their own songs because they're so inspired.
That's right.
Exactly. So, we've been getting emails all... that's interesting. We've been getting emails all evening from people who, in California... Well, particularly from this one character named Undead19. They want you back. They want you back in California. And they're willing to trade 2 World Series rings and a case of Amstel Light.
Well... I'm sure there's plenty of people in Olympia that would just let me go for free, so it's okay. And it may happen. I've been thinking about going back, you know?
So do you have a list of 8 songs here?
I do.
And
so we're just waiting for callers, right?
Yes. There's one caller who has a request, but, you know, we can't give you requests.
Who's calling for a request?
I mean, not a caller, an emailer who has a request, but... Can I, maybe on behalf of him, I'll put the request to put it on your list.
Well, okay? What is it?
Ugly Girl?
I really didn't practice it that well.
Okay, well then, it's not even, this is random, Undead 19.
Yeah.
You gotta take what you get.
I'm sorry, Undead.
But if you do call and ask a question, we'll try and help you answer it.
I know who Undead is.
Oh, okay.
We're friends on MySpace.
Okay.
We talk. I left out all the old sort of standard Pablo Diablo songs. No, there's no death card tonight, Andras. I'm not going to do that to anybody.
And, okay.
No horrors, no flaccidity, nothing like that.
It's going to be good, clean fun with Paul Plagans.
Yes. No controversy tonight. I just want to play music and, you know, be a vehicle for the pop oracle and help people answer questions that may help their lives.
I think that attitude will serve all of us well.
I think so.
Let me say again, the number here is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. And the way things are going to work here is that when you call in fact, we have a caller right now. We'll bring him on the air and just let you know that you're going to ask a question. And then we'll have you pick a number between 1 and 8. And Paul will play the song next to that number as he answers your question. So, hello, caller. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Are you there?
Yes.
What's your handle?
This is Anonymity.
The Anonymity.
The one and only.
I saw you sitting at the bar with Paul Plagans just last week.
I was.
Ah, I know who you are.
No, you don't. You only think that you do.
That's probably true.
Okay, you
the
too.
The pop oracle knows who you are.
Yes, only too well.
So, Anonymity, what is your question?
So my question is, I have a friend that I feel like I'm supposed to partner with them in some way. And, I don't know, be it personal or professional. And this project came up, and we were discussing whether or not that was something that I wanted to do. And so I guess that I want to ask the Radio 8 Ball, is this something I want to take on? I have some hesitations and reservations and wondering what the oracle suggests.
Should you take on the project?
Yes.
Okay. And pick a number between 1 and 8.
3.
Okay, Paul, are you ready to play song number 3 for anonymity?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the answer. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
Thanks.
Hopefully I'm good about writing. All right. Well, more vocals. Maybe.
Yeah, that's good.
I think more vocals.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes?
Definitely.
Okay, here we go. Well, you might be a little better than the rest. I wouldn't know, I'd only second guess. And you might give me something I could really use, like an asterisk or two-tone rubber shoes. Oh, can we take a freeway to the stars? I think we'll get there in this beat-up, lovesick car. And if I bought you all the things you didn't like, would you lock them up or tie them to a kite? Once upon a time I never had a doubt that the truth tellers would surely be found out. Oh, can we take that freeway to the stars? I think we'll get there in this beat up, lovesick car. And if they took down all the power lines one night, would the animals all wake up in a fright? I just can't stand to see your eyes in such a spin, crying the earth will open up and suck us in. Oh, can we take that freeway to the stars? We'll try and get there in this beat-up, lovesick car. Oh, can we take that freeway to the stars? We'll try and get there in this beat-up, lovesick car. Well, I've got a monogrammed edition for the yacht. It's twice as big and twice as loud as what you got. So don't you worry about the mess that Mama made. It's kind of sticky, but it's only lemonade. Oh, can we take that freeway to the stars? I think we'll get there in this beat-up, lovesick car.
The song Lovesick Car from Paul Plagans, correct?
Correct.
And that was the answer to Anonymity's question, should she do the project, right? Are you there, Anonymity?
Yes, yeah.
So, let's see. Do you have an immediate response you'd like to share? We could go around and give you our opinions and then come back and we can get more in-depth with you.
How about y'all go around first?
Okay. Paul, as the songwriter, first of all, I'll say that song came up last time.
It did.
And there was the line about the truth tellers being found out. It was asked in the context of, could you turn him down when he's doing that, Tammy?
Oh, sorry.
In the context of, is the Radio 8 Ball a real oracle? So that line jumped out to me again as, is the truth teller, is whatever the person you're working with on this project, are they going to be found out as being maybe not what your instinct about them is or something like that? And then, but then at the same time, it seemed like whatever sort of difficulties or hurdles might come up, you're just gonna have to roll along in that beat up, lovesick car that is, that is the gift of life. So, Paul, what did you think?
Well, yeah, generally I think it's an optimistic song about trying to do something and possibly succeeding even when the odds are against you. I mean, you're trying to get to the stars in a beat-up, lovesick car, for starters, but then on a freeway. There's not lots of freeways that go to the stars, so the odds are definitely against you. But, you know, the last time I sing that chorus, I say, I think we'll get there. You know, I think we'll take that freeway to the stars, even in this beat-up, lovesick car. So, you know, the American dream. Go get 'em.
So what did you think, anonymity?
Well, the freeway to the stars, that line kind of made me think about my perfectionistic qualities that I have. So I'm always have this ideal, something that I want to accomplish, but whether or not I can actually do that is another story. So, yeah.
So, did it make you? So it made you think about your idealism.
Yeah, it made me think about like my expectations when I go into a project. I like to be able to know what I'm getting into. I want to be able to know what's expected of me, and I want to do it without any problems.
Gotcha.
And I know that that's not the case. Of most things in life are not that easy, but I expect them to be. And I wouldn't want to start the project and not be able to finish it. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
So maybe the song is saying don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
If there are some difficulties. So, okay, cool. Well, I hope that worked for you.
Cool, yeah, it did. And I really like that harmonica part.
Cool.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Thank you, Anonymity.
Maybe we'll see you at the Iron Rabbit.
Perhaps. Oh, and can I make a comment, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so because you're talking about your relationship breakup being artistic thing that you're working on.
Certainly trying.
But to me, it doesn't really sound like it's a breakup. You know, like the term breakup has negative connotations, and it just has this idea. To me, like when I think of a breakup, I think of two people parting and not seeing each other anymore. So I'm wondering if you should come up with a different, if you should rename what it is you're doing. Because it doesn't sound like it's really actually a breakup to me. It sounds like you're kind of redefining your relationship with this other person.
Like I'm redefining breakup is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
People do that all the time, actually.
Yeah. You kind of got to, right? To, like, survive in this world. Like, to, reclaim whatever, you know, whatever negative things might be happening to you and find the way that they're actually sort of a release from something that might have been constricting you.
Yes.
You know, so.
You know, the best way I've found to not go through a breakup is to not get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
The cynics have spoken.
Yes. Okay.
That's
cool.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we can get into this more at the Iron Rabbit. We gotta get some more questions.
All
here,
right. So. Thank you.
Cool.
Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle here, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random. Our very special live guest is Paul Plagans. Here with a list of 8 songs, now whittled down to a mere 7. And we have a caller on the line. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What is your handle?
This is Joy.
Joy?
Yeah.
You've called before, haven't you?
I have.
I was actually just going through the Radio 8 Ball archives, doing the archive project, and I was listening to one of your questions today. So,
wow.
Joy, which is kind of random in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, a nice synchronicity. So, what is your question for the Poly 08 Ball?
Well, I have the task of coordinating a family reunion and getting people together from both ends of the United States and California. So, we've got Washington and Virginia and California. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering where I should try to hold this reunion. We could go anywhere in the country, and it's probably not going to be until almost a year from now, like closer to next Christmas. So where should we all try to gather?
Okay. Which number was picked before? Was that 3?
Yes.
Okay, so Joy, why don't you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3?
5.
Okay. Here comes song number 5 from Paul Blagans. When it's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
Okay.
Okay. And Paul, you might want to even point it a little bit more towards your guitar.
Okay. Vocals were pretty loud.
Yeah, especially when the harmonica came in.
No harmonica in this one, but... Okay. Innocence, I think it's all behind me. Then all of a sudden, the littlest thing will remind me that I'm not over you. I've tried hard to believe that I got over you, but it's so hard. What can I do? I don't know why you didn't want me. Now everywhere that I go, this feeling will haunt me. And I'm not over you. I've tried hard to believe that I got over you, but it's so hard. What can I do? I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Sometimes I break down and cry because my heart demands it. And I'm not over you. I've tried hard to believe that I got over you, but it's so hard. What can I do? Oh, I'm not over you. I've tried hard to believe that I got over you, but it's so hard. What can I do? I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
What was the name of that song, Paul?
Not Over You.
Not Over You. And that was the answer to Joy's question, where should the family reunion be? And so, Joy, are you there?
Yeah.
So if you have any first impressions you'd like to share, we can hear those. Or we could go around and give you our interpretations and come back to you.
Well, my first impression is I picked the wrong number.
Never. Never.
But no, other than that, I'd like to hear your interpretation.
Okay. So you want to jump in, Paul? Share any insights as the songwriter?
Gosh, that's a tough one. You know, it is about somebody in the past who you love so much you can't get over. So, I mean, I guess that would imply that her family is weighing heavily on her mind and it's very important to her. But I don't know if that points to a specific location. Except maybe where you all originally, wherever the places you all originally, you know, were from or hung out or, you know, everything.
I thought about that, like the innocence, the line about the innocence, like going back to the sort of the primal seat of the family.
Actually, I say in a sense, like, you know.
Oh.
But it sounds like innocence, and I'm aware of that. But if I were to write down those lyrics for you, it would say, in a sense.
Oh.
And can you How about as the songwriter, the person that you were writing about, where were they?
Where are they?
Well, where were they when you in the time? And I'm assuming it's a person. It's a very raw and personal song. It
yes.
seems like. So without delving too much into detail, maybe there's some location where the song originated.
Well, this person is in California, so she was mentioning. I wrote it in Washington about a person in California, so that's true because she was talking about Washington or California.
So maybe California.
Maybe California.
It's pointing towards. You know, we've been talking a lot about California. Paul here is from Los Angeles. So somewhere between, it seems like it's a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of emotion that comes up. Maybe when, if you do decide, whatever you decide, there might be people who have big emotions around it. And, just to be prepared for that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Joy. I hope we were able to help you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle here on Chaos. We're here with Paul Plagans and his magical list of 8 songs, now down to 6. The number here is 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS. I know that... speaking of California, Paul has a lot of friends in California who are probably tuning in right at this very moment and thinking of questions that they'd like to ask Paul. But we don't want you to ask Paul a question because that's the way every other rock and roll interview show works. Nope. The way we do it is we want you to ask a question about yourself and Paul will give you the answer in music. Isn't that right, Paul?
That's right, Andras.
So... Paul, you're no stranger to controversy.
Oh, are we really going to go there?
I was just wondering if there's anything you're embroiled in this week.
No. Well, yeah, but I don't want to, It's fine. This controversy thing, has only really been an issue since I've been in Olympia, Olympia is such a sensitive little town. I mean, when I was in LA, everybody in LA has thick skin and cold hearts like myself, and it's all okay.
And I can see that. I can see, I grew up in Olympia and I've had nothing but controversy, whereas when I've gone to places like LA or New York or Boston, it's pretty mellow. Although I've managed to stir, you've managed to stir up controversy in LA. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I know. But it's par for the course.
Par for the course, yes, there. Yes. Well... I hope we get some calls. Maybe we can get some people to call in and ask about the controversies in their own life or controversies that they have had with you.
No, I don't know if we want to,
invite that?
Invite that.
Okay, well, I like it that you're one of those people I know who's not afraid to really get into it. Actually, can
I?
Not
afraid. What?
We know each other as friends outside of this, and
yes.
It makes me want to ask you kind of a question about something you've been talking with me about. In your life.
Uh-oh, what?
Well, I know you've been... Oh, saved by the bell. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. You're here with Paul Plagans on the Pop Oracle. What's your handle?
Hi, this is Red.
Red.
Hello.
Hello, Red. So, what's your question for the Radio 8 Ball?
I recently just quit one of my jobs, and I feel pretty good about it, and I just want to know what the Oracle thinks.
What does the Oracle think about the job quitting?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 5?
7.
Okay. Paul, song number 7.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please stay on the line. Here it comes.
Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yes.
People pieces lying on the floor, damage done and run right out the door. Fooled by feelings, it's happened once again.
And every single time I walk right in. And if you ask me why I do these things, if you asked me why I do these things, I'd say love. I do it all for 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 love. Shattered somethings said with killer's eyes. Take back all those dirty little lies. Torn and tattered, I'll give my heart once more. For I think that is what it's for. And if you ask me why I do these things, if you ask me why I do these things, I'd say love. I do it all for love. I do it all. I do it all for love. I do it all for love.
Paul Plagans with the song
I Do It All For Love.
The answer to Red's question, what does the pop oracle think about the about her quitting her job? So, Red, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have an immediate reaction to that you'd like to share with us? Or we can go around and give you our interpretations and we can come back and you can get more in depth. Anything jumps out at you?
You go ahead.
Okay. Want me to go first, Paul?
Sure.
Well, the first line really was pretty, that people pieces strewn across the floor.
Lying on the floor.
Lying on the floor, and then you're gone and out the door, and sort of, but that you do it all for love. Like, you can, that it's, there's, that first line really struck me as a very, as something like quitting, you know, leaving people.
Definitely.
And sort of leaving them in the lurch. And from the standpoint of morality, it could be something that's judged, but from the standpoint of living your life and your truth and doing what you need to do, you know, you do it all for love, and how people react to it, they're going to react to it. So that's what it made me think of. And it also made me think, Paul, this you got this thing, this line here about giving your heart once more. It kind of contradicts that sort of thing that you said about not having relationships. We can get into that another time. But, okay, so, Paul, what did you think about
that? Well, I'm full of contradictions, Andra.
Yes, okay. Well, we know that.
And I don't always tell the truth.
Okay. So, but in this case, why don't you help Red out with your, at least your truth as far as the answer to this question?
Well, yes, I think it's a positive thing. It's a song about following your heart no matter what. You know, the people pieces and the damage that's done when, you know, I mean, it specifically focuses on relationships, and relationships get messy and ugly, but, you know, we're all kind of doing it because we're all just hoping, you know, we're looking for love, and you'll try again. You know, this job doesn't work out, go on to the next one. You know, you should follow your heart and do what you got to do. There's really nothing wrong with that. Life is messy, and yeah.
Yeah, it really also resonated with the actual situation of me deciding to leave the job I was in. It was like this, it's in a restaurant, and it was this really kind of chaotic moment with all these people, and like just it reached this climactic point where literally if you were to make a metaphor out of it, it would be that first line in your song. So it's really kind of funny how, and then also that feeling of like giving yourself to a job, you know, and then having to let go of it again. It's that feeling of being like kind of torn apart, but going back and just keeping, you know, moving forward. So I felt like the song was definitely a positive, and like I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Cool. Well, I'm glad we were able to help you out, Red.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks a lot.
All right, ciao.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Red.
And you're listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, here with Paula Plagans. We're answering your questions by picking songs at random. Paul's going to be playing tonight at the Iron Rabbit, a free show at 9 p.m. And you'll be able to hear these and many more songs there, as well as check out his snazzy attire. So, are these your new dating clothes?
They're comfortable, you know.
Yeah? That's good.
You know, I've noticed looking good sometimes makes me feel good.
Yeah?
And sometimes I have a problem feeling good. So, you know, anything that helps.
Yeah, see, that doesn't work with me because I always look good. But I don't feel good very often. Well, I am feeling better these days, though.
Well, the clothes are nice, but look at this outgrowth here. This, you know.
You're in the dark, Paul. We're on the radio, and you're in the dark. We're talking about your clothes and your beard, which I can't see, and that it makes me like all of the callers and listeners. But seriously, Paul.
Yeah.
You're on the market.
I'm what?
You're on the market these
for
days.
For what?
Looking for love.
For anything, basically.
While we're waiting for another caller, you want to regale us with anything you've learned being out in the dating circle, me being newly single, you know, that you want to share? Like, you're out there. I guess I'm sharing a little bit of your material, and you can go along with it, or you can just put the kibosh on it right now. But I happen to know that you've been dating. You've been putting yourself out there, which I respect a lot.
A little more than usual. Yes. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, you don't want to like do the Do the people you're dating know that you're dating, or that they just think that...
I'm not really. No, it's not really to that. It's not that complicated. I've been single for a long time, so, you know.
You don't want to be single for Valentine's Day. Is that what it is?
No,
you're caught up in that?
You know, the reality is I probably really do just want to remain single, but I'm human and I get lonely, and, you know, I'm too candid about these things for my own good, really. But, you know.
Okay, well, I'll give out the number again. The number here is 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS. If you've got a question, we've got an answer. And if you're looking for love, Paul is lonely. Not only is he lonely, he's left the studio because he's so disgusted with me outing him this way. I figure that because I get so personal and because Paul is a very brave performer that I can drag him into these deeper waters. And we've got a caller who's joining us in these deep waters. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Caller, what is your handle?
Tuft.
What?
Tuft.
Oh my God, it's Tuft.
Tuft. Okay, Tuft, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Okay, well, Tuft from Las Vegas.
I know Tuft.
Cool.
Tuft and I were on the road together.
Wow, in Greta?
Doing some national touring, yes.
Is Tuft a member of Greta?
No. Huh? Well, no. He was a member of the crew.
Right on. Okay, well, Tuft from Vegas. What's your question for... You understand how Radio 8 Ball works?
Why don't you explain it?
Good to hear from you, Tuft.
Well, basically, we invite callers to call in and ask a question, something that they really want to know the answer to. It could be about your personal life. It could be about the world in general. Could be, but something you're really, really interested in the answer to. And then we'll have you pick a number between 1 and 8 that hasn't already been chosen. And Paul's got a list of songs numbered 1 through 8. And he'll play the song that's next to the number you choose. And that'll be your answer, like your musical tarot card. And then we'll come back and help you figure out how it might be the answer to your question. So,
do you think that, I guess my question is, what is the general impression of bald men?
What is the general impression of bald men?
Yeah, what is the female's general impression of bald men?
Okay.
That you've heard through discussions with females.
Well, but this is, we're just going to give you the Radio 8 Ball's take on it. So would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3, 5, or 7?
4.
Okay, so here is a song that Paul has, song number 4 on his list, that will answer your question, what is the female opinion of bald men? And when the song's over, we'll come back. So listen to the song, and we'll all help you. We'll try and figure out how it's the answer. Okay, Tuft?
Sounds good.
Cool. Here comes your answer.
Could not stand the feeling of nothing left together. I pulled up to the river, woke her from her sleep. She looked in the mirror and saw herself behind me. It all helped. Someday I'll go fishing and find out what I'm missing, 'cause we're just in remission. Nothing's really changed.
What was the name of that song, Paul?
Watch the Water Go Down.
Watch the Water Go Down. So Tuft, you there?
Yeah.
That was the answer to your question, what is the female opinion of bald men? Would you like to hear our interpretations first, and then we can come to you and see what you think about it?
Yeah, that's good. Sure.
Okay. So, Paul, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Oh, sure. I'll bust in.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a murder ballad, and he kills her and leaves her to float down the river, and it's never exactly clear why, but maybe he shouldn't have told her something or something, but I guess that would imply that if you're a bald man, she didn't like it, and so he killed her. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't know. Why not?
It made me think, and from that standpoint, it makes me think that if you're a bald man, you should get over it, because, you know, if someone has a problem with it, you know, you don't need to, like, freak out and kill him, because I happen to know that there are a lot of women who like bald men. So, but there were a couple of lines that jumped out to me that weren't particularly positive. There was the, you know, like that thing I never told her, I should have never, you know, like if you wear a toupee or a piece or something, you know, just keep the secret going maybe. And then there was that line of the watch the water go down. Mm-hmm. And it made me think that was the one line that really jumped out to me as like, as an answer, what is the female opinion of bald men? And the water go down made me think of a sinking feeling.
Yes.
But I think that's also because the woman who I'm in the breakup with right now, we're not going out with, one of the people who like who she's interested who's in her life is a bald guy. So I think I have issues.
Yeah.
Bald issues.
Well maybe, you know.
So maybe.
Maybe it's that, you know, he killed this woman because she had a problem with him being bald, but really that would imply that you know, she deserved to die. She was shallow. She judged him on his baldness, so you know. Most women probably don't, and you should stick with the ones that don't.
So, Paul, this whole thing about you, I think that's the kind of thing you could say, I think, in any city and generate controversy. I don't think it's just Olympia.
What?
Advocating murdering women
who
don't like bald men. I just feel like, I don't know. Anyway, Tuft.
That was,
Does the term Tuft have anything to do with your baldness? That you have one Tuft or something? Or I'm assuming you're bald because of the question. But
well, he has a little tuft in front, or he used to last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah, now I just shave it all.
You do? Yeah, I mean, we called him Tuft because of the tuft. I mean,
so,
right,
so,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Heck, my other friends called him Bean Sprouts, so, you know.
So did you? Was there anything there in the song that made me, that gave you an answer to your question?
Well, I just thought it was interesting about the... I thought it was relevant, the looking in the mirror, but you can see yourself behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Some line about that. You know, when they don't got any hair, they can see more of themselves.
And then
also, the water going down, you know, I'm thinking all my hair is going down the drain within the water.
Right. So
if you're not a bald man, you don't know about these things.
Is it because...
all your hair comes out in the shower.
Yeah, but really... really tough. I just want to, you know, make clear and clarify. I'm not advocating killing over this. I don't know if
it's solving.
Thanks a lot, Paul, for clarifying that.
Well, you know, I don't want to wake up tomorrow and read about some bizarre, you know, killing in Las Vegas.
A bald man killing.
A bald man on a rampage in the mall. You know, at the salon.
And I just hope there's no bald man out there that goes on a rampage and then implicates me in some way.
Yeah. Well, I think the overall tone of this little exchange has been positive towards bald people in general. I think Larry David would totally approve.
Right on.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Tuft. You know, stay cool down in Vegas.
Thanks.
Bye, Tuft.
See ya.
You're listening to the Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle here on KAOS, Olympia, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random. Our special guest is Paul Plagans, non-advocate of bald men murdering people who don't like their baldness, particularly women. So We have another caller on Radio 8 Ball. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What's your question? What's your handle? Oh, is this Bob?
Bob.
Sounds like you're driving, Bob.
You're driving me crazy.
Hey, Bob. What's your question for the Paul Plagans 8 Ball?
My question is,
what exactly is a human made of? Okay. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3, 4, 5, or 7?
6.
As in 666?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Well, Paul's going to play song number 6, the answer to your question, what exactly is a human made of? And when the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means, okay? Lay it on us, Paul.
She was always in that monster truck going somewhere. Sparking up a joint, yeah. But I wanted her to be my girlfriend. I wanted her to be my girlfriend, but she hated everyone in this town because they put her down. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said it. Everybody said it. We were drinking beer by a fire, making out on her tailgate. Cranking up the tunes, yeah. And I didn't want to start a big fight. No, I didn't want to start a big fight. But I could see it in her eyes, she'd be leaving by tomorrow night. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said it. Everybody said it. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said it. Everybody said it. And I know that my love would be so much better suited for someone who might come when I call. When I call. Yeah, I wanted her to be my girlfriend. I wanted her to be my girlfriend. But she hated everyone in this town because they put her down. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said it. Everybody said it. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said she was trash. Everybody said it. 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 Everybody said she was trash.
And what was the name of that song, Paul?
Oh, this is good. The name of that song was Trash. Which I think just answers his question straight out, so.
Hope you didn't mind me singing, and like I couldn't help myself there.
Pretty much all I have to say. Yeah, I could hear you in there. That's
little nice. Harmonies. Missing Scott. It was me missing Scott Taylor's little tribute to your former partner in crime. Once and future partner in crime, let's say. So, Bob, you there? Bob.
Yeah, I was trying to say something.
Can't understand a word you're saying. So, Bob, we're going to give you our interpretations first, and then we'll come back to you, and you can tell us what you think. So, Paul said that the answer he thinks is that what exactly is a human made of is trash. And the only thing I could add is that what a human being is made up is lovable trash. In spite of the trash, you can't help but love that human being. That's what I thought. So, Bob, what do you think?
I think your interpretation was certainly right on. I would like to add a very tasty and digestible and demon-loving, lovable trash.
Okay.
But trash nonetheless.
Trash nonetheless.
Very much, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Bob. I hope we were able to help you out.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. See you now.
Good night.
You will see me in hell, Bob. You and I will talk. We'll hang.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball. You are listening. We're right at the end. I think we have time maybe for one question if we get a caller right now.
If we get a caller.
Right now. The number is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. If you've been waiting, the time is now.
Come on, let's have a question, caller.
I'll ask a question.
Yeah, if you don't get a caller, Andres, you can ask a question.
Okay, so my question
is, are you and I going to date?
No. Actually, my question, I sort of stumbled into it, is will you and Scott Taylor, your, like I say, once and future partner in crime,
will we date?
Will you be joining up for? Well, here's my question: will you guys ever play in L.A. together? And
that's a good question, because that has implications. Yes.
Right. So, you have songs number 1, 2, and 8 left on your list, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with the number 8. The answer to my question: will Scott Taylor and Paul Plagans ever play a show together in Los Angeles?
We always thought it'd last forever. Abusive days and wasted nights. But now you've gone and found another. And the worst thing of all, he treats you all right. I know why you don't come around anymore, 'cause you're happy. I know why you don't take my sh anymore, 'cause you're healthy. I know why you say all my friends are a bore, 'cause you've grown up. And I know why you don't sleep around like a whore, 'cause you've owned up. Don't you think I know that I've had it coming? Don't you think I know? Don't you think I know you was up to something? Don't you think I know? I still can't believe that you'd walk out on me and get sober. I want back the doormat to act out to tell me it's over. Don't you think I know that I've had it coming? Don't you think I know? Don't you think I know you was up to something? Don't you think I know? I guess I'll always love you better when you had no self-esteem. My codependence gone forever. Is this a wake-up call for me, or just a bad dream? I know why you don't come around anymore, 'cause you're happy. I know why you don't take my sh anymore, 'cause you're healthy. I know why you say all my friends are a bore, 'cause you grown up. And I know why you don't sleep around like a whore, 'cause you've owned up. Don't you think I know
that I've had it coming. Don't you think I know? Don't you think I know? You was up to something. Don't you think I know? Don't you think I know that I've had it coming? Don't you think I know? Don't you think I know? You was up to something. Don't you think I know?
Don't you think I know?
Don't you think I know?
Paul and Scott's big hit.
Yes.
That's a interesting answer. You want to tell me what you thought about it as the answer?
Well, it is our song that, and Scott Taylor, you know, he wrote a little bit of that puppy. He did. So the fact that it was that song is kind of encouraging. On the other hand, the song is about a dysfunctional relationship, and I think Scott Taylor and I certainly had that. And have that.
So it's interesting that the song, when you wrote the song, you were the person who it was kind of about. Like, you, it seems like you were writing it as like the one who was
leaving. Yes.
No. When you wrote it, it sounded more like the other person had left you. Whereas now singing it, you sound more like the leaver. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you know,
like, don't you think
it,
you know that I had it? That I had it coming. Like, you were the sort of...
Oh, yes. I did write it from that point of view, but I wasn't... It wasn't... You know, some songs aren't actually personal. Like,
yeah, totally,
you know what
understand.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was more just the idea of a dysfunction. I've certainly been on either side of that kind of a thing. I think a lot of us have.
Yeah. Well, so it's suggested it was a promising answer, but not an easy answer. So.
Yes. I would agree.
It would entail people getting their shh together.
Yes.
So
that was good, wasn't I?
Yeah,
that was good. That, wasn't I?
Well, that's the end, and that is the end of Radio 8 Ball.
Yes, we're holding up somebody's show, aren't we?
Yeah. So thanks a lot, Paul. You're taking off down to the Iron Rabbit now to play a free show, 9 p.m.
9 p.m. We'll see you all down there.
Thanks a lot for being on the Radio 8 Ball. We don't know who our musical guest is going to be next week. We might not have one. Might be just calls and CDs, which is always fun in itself. So please stay tuned. Please tune in next Tuesday from 6 to 8 for Radio 8 Ball. In the meantime, you can always check out the Radio 8 Ball online at radio8ball.com and also communicate with us through the Radio 8 Ball MySpace site. Tammy, are you have anything you want to shout out before we go?
I've already put my mic away.
Thanks, Tammy.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot to all of you who called in. Stay tuned for Hello Olympia. I wish you inspiration and a good night.